your head down. Let me run my fingers through it. We can be ourselves now. Go ahead, be foolish. No one's on the clock now. Lying in the simple moment. You don't gotta worry now. Just let your head.
We're about to open the window for CHFI Perfect Recall. Right now it's minus 12 and 7 o'clock. Let's do news first with Eva.
Good morning. Canada has managed to put a trade war with the U.S. on a 30-day pause thanks to new border security initiatives, including a joint Canada-U.S. organized crime task force. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Donald Trump worked out the 30-day hold through $200 million in new initiatives addressing fentanyl trafficking. It's day 7 on the campaign trail for Ontario's party leaders. PC leader Doug Ford and NDP leader Merritt Stiles will be in Ottawa for announcements this morning, while Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie is in Toronto for a tax cut announcement. Look out for a scam targeting the $200 taxpayer rebate checks issued by the province. The provincial government issued a notice warning the government will never contact you directly unless you've already asked a question about the rebate. It also won't ask for personal information or offer you money via text or email. In sports, Leafs face the Flames tonight at 9. Raptors host the Knicks tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries. Temperature steady near minus 3. Wind chill near minus 13. For the afternoon. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a low near minus 10. Wind chill overnight, minus 17. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow and a high near minus 3. Right now, it's minus 4, feels like minus 11. On the southbound side of the 404, just south of Stouffville Road, the HOV lane and two left lanes are now blocked because of a collision. And then south 400, south of King Road, the HOV and right lane blocked with a collision. And southbound 410, approaching Derry, only the right shoulder is getting by. It's causing quite the jam up from south of Queen.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Oh, yeah, we are opening up the window for the first time this morning. CHFI Perfect Recall. You probably know how the game works by now, but in case you happen to be new to the Puget and Gurdjieff neighborhood, welcome. We play songs for you, the best of the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, four songs in each Perfect Recall window. Every single one you can correctly identify is worth cash. So we're going to open up this window right now, and when we close it, you need to be caller 16. Your first track is Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
Talk to me. end of this song. So what?
Okay, well, that's the end of the song, Justin Timberlake. So that is song one of this Perfect Recall window.
Mr. Bombastic. We all just a bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shut it. Mr. Lover, lover.
And don't worry, this is not song number two. This is just a nice little segue into the topic we are discussing right now, which is, frankly, shocking. I want to know what you think about this. According to a new survey, 63% of men are diehard romance novel fans compared to only 60% of women. So this survey is insinuating that men love romance novels more than women.
Wow, they're Mr. Love-a-Love-Us?
Allegedly.
What?
I don't know about this one.
I don't know any man ever that... Well, maybe that's why. Maybe they're hiding it. That's
the thing. Like, is it embarrassing to... If I was in a romance novel, I don't think I'd be embarrassed to say it. I mean, I'm a fan of plenty of things that are embarrassing, and I think I've shared a lot on this show. But I just don't know anyone in my orbit who's a guy who's, like, super passionate about romance novels.
Okay, here's a question. Have you ever read a romance novel?
Not specifically, no. Well, my sister-in-law loved them, and we always used to, like, kind of poke fun at her. Like, she had a whole bunch of those ones with, like, Fabio on the cover.
Yeah, I remember in high school, it was, like, Danielle Steele.
Yes.
And we'd read those all the time, but I don't remember any guy reading it.
I've read novels where, like, certain parts and certain chapters get steamy.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm into it.
Oh, my God, so I know what to get you for your birthday.
So does that mean, like, but, like, the novel's not about that. It's just, like, a certain part happens to get between the, and I'm into it if it's well written.
I'm going
to
buy a romance novel.
No, no.
Yeah, you're so going to be into it. You would be the guy that likes romance novels.
Like, I can see how, like, there are closet fans, and I'll keep my mind open to it, but more men?
Yeah, like, that's crazy. I would never have thought that.
Do you think it's that they're closet fans? Like, okay, here's what we need to do. Let's prove this. If you are a guy, and there's no shame in the game, if you are a guy who considers yourself a diehard romance novel fan, mm-hmm. please drop me a text right now at 981-981-981. Tell me why.
Or if you're not going to admit it, then have your partner text in and admit it for you.
Or if you're the partner and you know that your man loves romance novels, that's fine. You can leave it anonymous.
Yeah, leave it anonymous.
Text us right now. And we're going to give you a call back. Drop us a text at 981-981 if you know the man in your life who is a diehard romance novel fan. In the meantime, it is song two of your Perfect Recall window, Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay.
I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God, don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Ooh. Please don't take. I found my mind, I'm feeling insane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up at night thinking I just might lose it all. I want you, I need you, oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Song two of your CHFI Perfect Recall Window. That's Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. We got two more tracks for you, and then you can be caller 16 to win money. Still not sure about this story that we came across. Men love romance novels more than women, according to this survey. Like, I do believe that the percentage of men who love it are probably higher than we all think, because a lot of men are
probably closet fans,
yeah. And that's fine. But to think there are more men than women who like love romance.
Who did
films.
This study? Where?
It was in America. It's 2,000 people they surveyed. We did get a text here. This person texting in anonymously saying, my husband Bill loves, with several S's, loves them.
I know. I want to know more about this.
So do I. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, so if you are a fan of romance novels and you're a dude, drop us a text at 981-981. If you are the partner of a man who loves romance novels, drop us a text, because we're trying to sort of do our own research here and see if this is valid.
Because in my experience, again, all we really read in high school was Danielle Steele. So she was just very steamy.
That's what you did for your book reports?
Yeah, those are my book reports.
Nice. Mine was all R.L. Stein,
no,
Goosebumps.
Those were not my book reports. Those are the ones at the library that were always taken out when we were reading a drink, silent reading. Remember that?
Right.
So, yeah, it was very, they were steamy. But as a woman, it's like, it's always the woman in there that's getting treated so romantically by the man. So I want to know why maybe men are reading it to like pick up some hints.
And like when you think of 50 Shades or whatever,
right.
Like, was that not mostly women who were big fans of that?
Yeah, I got into that way later. I just watched the movies later because
right.
My friend wanted to watch it. But yeah,
I don't know any guys who were like, oh yeah, I love the writing so much.
I don't know.
Okay.
This is what I need to know. Why are men reading? Are you reading it because you love the story? Do you love it because you see yourself in there and that you want to be that man that treats a woman like that? You know, I don't get it, because I know why I read it.
We need to get into the psychology. Yeah, right. Maybe a different reason, or maybe the same reason. Who knows? Text us. If you're a guy or you're the partner of a guy who loves romance novels, we want to hear from you. Drop us a text at 981-981. In the meantime, song three of this Perfect Recall Window, Dancing Queen, ABBA.
Here we go.
Dancing Queen song 3 in the CHFI Perfect Recall Window.
Mr. Bombastic. Hey, oh, this is a bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shut it.
That is not song number 4. We are just segueing into this topic about men. Allegedly, according to this American survey, men being more diehard fans of romance novels than women by a slight percentage, but I would think it would have been a landslide that women are more fans of romance novels.
Yeah, if I was an author and I wrote romance novels, I would think my demo was women.
You would think
I guess
so.
Not.
Maybe this is going to make these authors rethink this. We're asking you, if you're a guy who loves romance novels, drop us a text, or if you're the partner of a guy who loves romance novels, let us know. This text coming in, here it goes. Hey, Pooch and Gurdeep, I have to out my husband for his not so secret guilty pleasure. He is obsessed, in caps, with romance novels. I'm talking full on hard eyes, can't put it down kind of obsession. Last night, in fact, I caught him tearing up over a Second Chance love story.
Aww.
And when I asked if he was okay, he sniffled and said, "It's just they finally found their way back to each other."
I love it.
Should I be worried or should I just start leaving my books out for him? Love the show, by the way, Sarah and Mississauga.
I love it. Leave your books out for him.
See, this is nice. See, this is nice because this is like a sensitive kind of story. Like, when I think romance novels, I'm thinking more sort of like
the steamy
ones. Sexual, steamy, that kind of thing.
The Fabio ones.
The Fabio cover ones.
I've never read those ones ever because they always just looked weird.
Okay. Another text coming in here saying, I fall in neither category. However, I believe it's almost the same thing as men loving the series Outlander, and I'm female, love your show. What is Outlander?
It's such a good show. Yeah, that's Outlander is like a romance novel come to life. So it's basically a woman who's a nurse in like World War II.
Okay.
She comes home to her husband, but she always has like this tie to Scotland, and she ends up time traveling to like the 1700s and finding the love of her life, and it's very steamy.
So it's Back to the
Sam
Future.
Sam Heughan's in it,
but
and he's gorgeous. Oh, yeah. It's
okay.
Good. It's good.
You say so.
So good.
All right. Keep the text coming. Let us know if your male partner loves romance novels, or hey, if you're the dude, just text us 981-981. We want to hear from you. We got one more song coming in this perfect recall window right now, though, at Check on the Roads.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Frajascato. Still have these ongoing problems. South 410 approaching Derry. Only the right shoulder is getting by. It's really heavy from south of Queen, so plan an alternate route. And then south 404 south of Stouffville Road, the HOV and two left lanes are closed for a collision, causing delays. And south 400 south of King Road, we've got two lanes also blocked because of an accident. A fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food. At Boston Pizza, get lunch for just $15 served in under 20 minutes.
98.1 CHFI.
The no repeat guarantee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Butterly, and I'm here every weekday playing you the best variety from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today, and you won't hear the same songs over and over again. It's you, me, and all your favorite songs on the no repeat guarantee every weekday morning from 9 on 98.1. CHFI.
Need to send money in another currency? With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
Do Dream of a brighter tomorrow with the Princess Margaret Home Lottery. VIP deadline is midnight Friday. Win a dream home makeover by Baumler Quality Construction, founded by home renovation expert Brian Baumler. Transform your space into the home of your dreams or take $200,000 cash and be in to win the incredible Oakville and Georgian Bay Grand Prize show homes. VIP deadline midnight Friday. Carry the fire at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1426743.
Now everyone knows how much I crave Lone Star fajitas, but every Tuesday, I get the craving for saving.
Now at Lone Star, una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Wood-fired grilled seasoned chicken breast, fresh baked tortilla served on a sizzling skillet. It's Fajita Tuesday. That's una fajita for $19.99 or fajitas for two for $29.99. Only at Lone Star, including the new Lone Star Cantina in Whitby. Your home for fajitas, ritas, and good times.
At Food Basics, 24 double rolls of cashmere bathroom tissue, 6 double rolls of Sponge Towels Ultra, or a 12-pack of Scotty's Hazel Tissue are $9.98 each. Mega wowza! Shop in-store and online until February 5th. Food Basics, always more for less.
Do you have a case of the Mondays today? We want to hear about it. Text your story to 981-981. Standard data rates may apply.
Mountain Cold Refreshment brought to you by Coors Light. The chill choice. See their case of the Mondays with specially marked limited edition Mondays Light packaging at CoorsLight.ca/case of the Mondays.
With MSC Cruises, discover big on a mini getaway or treat yourself to a week-long vacation. For a limited time, book now and enjoy up to 35% off cruises, plus kids sail free. Sail to the turquoise waters of the Bahamas with stops at our private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, or experience the beauty of the Caribbean and more destinations. MSC Cruises, for a greater beauty. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
Final song of this window, it is Ariana Grande, One Last Time. Good luck being caller 16.
I was a liar, I gave into the fire. I know I should have fought it, at least I'm being honest. Feel like a failure, cause I know that I failed you. I should have done you better, cause you don't wanna lie to me. And I know, and I know, and I know she gives you everything, but boy, I couldn't give it to you. And I know, and I know, and I know that you got everything, but I got nothing here without you.
All right, that's it. The window's closed, and we have caller 16 standing by. Let's see how much money they're going to win after Shania.
It could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. Yeah, it just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird. I wish that I could grow a beard. Then I could cover up my spots. Not play connect the dots. I just wanna disappear.
$50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
All right, let's see how much money we're going to give away today in CHFI Perfect Recall. Loretta Sharon of Curtis, Ontario, getting through. Good morning, Loretta. How are you?
Good.
Well, you're caller 16, so this is your moment. You've got your list ready?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's dive right in then. Loretta, what was song number one?
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
Good start. What was song number two, Loretta?
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things.
All right, you're halfway home. Loretta, what was song three?
ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Shut it down for us here, Loretta. What was song four of this Perfect Recall window?
Ariana Grande, One Last Time.
Come on, Loretta Sharon, you just won yourself $400 on Perfect Recall. What are you going to spend that on?
Oh, probably bills.
Yeah, that's a realistic answer. Loretta, we appreciate you listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. You have an awesome Tuesday.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
All right, you're just coming up on 7:30 and minus 9. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. Canada has managed to put a trade war with the U.S. on hold for 30 days. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and U.S. President Donald Trump had a phone call yesterday, and Canada will implement its $1.3 billion border plan, which includes a Canada-U.S. joint strike force to fight organized crime, drug and money laundering. The number of deaths linked to distracted driving in Ontario has nearly doubled since 2023. The OPP say distraction often involves cell phones, but can also include not driving according to road conditions and not having your hands on the wheel. A new study is raising concerns about microplastics. The study in the journal Nature Medicine found the average brain may contain a spoonful of plastic, which is about 7 grams. The highest amounts of plastics were found in the brains of people who had dementia. In sports, Leafs face the Flames tonight at 9. Raptors host the Knicks tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries. Temperature steady near minus 3. Wind chill near minus 13 for the afternoon. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a low near minus 10. Wind chill overnight, minus 17. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow and a high near minus 3. Right now, it's minus 4. Feels like minus 11. On the southbound 410 approaching Derry, it's just the HOV lane that's blocked with this collision. The rest of the lanes have opened up. It's still busy from south of Queen. South 404 south of Stouffville Road, HOV and two left lanes remain blocked off. That's all because of a collision. It is slow from Bloomington.
New study out about romance novels. It's rather shocking. Men allegedly love them more than women. We want to hear from the guys who love them or the partners of the guys who love them. You can call us right now, 416-872-CHFI.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. Do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone. And you left me broken down. Think that I'll come running back. Maybe you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill
is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Mr. Bombastic. The artist and bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy.
Any excuse to rip a little Shaggy on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show? Yeah, thank you for the intro. We're talking romance novels. A new survey is out that claims, and I don't know about this, men love romance novels more than women. In this survey specifically, because I know you're going to ask, 2,000 people were surveyed. 63% of men described themselves as diehard romance novel fans.
I love this.
Only 60% of women described themselves similarly. So I don't know any men in my life, friends, my brother, cousins, buddies, whatever, that are like, hey, man, I just love romance novels.
I have a question, though, here, too. Are the men actually telling the truth in this survey and the women are lying? Like, I wonder if the women were lying. They're like, no, I don't read it because they don't want to be embarrassed. And the guys are like, yeah.
Is there a stigma attached to it?
Maybe. I think so. I remember, like, when we read them in high school, it was always like, secret if you kept it in your bag, you don't want anyone to know. Like, your friends just knew.
Right. And we're talking the ones, because the covers were, like, gratuitous, right?
I never read those ones.
Chiseled with, like, long, flowing hair on a horse.
Always windy in the pictures.
Always windy and, like, riding a man horse.
Yeah.
Or something. Like,
yeah. And then there's, like, a woman there and her dress is way too low in the front.
Yeah. Yes, it's a white dress. It's flowing. Yes. It's very Marilyn Monroe.
Sometimes it's red. Sometimes it's red.
Yeah.
My
sister-in-law loved these when I was in high school, and we would always make fun of her.
Harlequin romance.
Harlequin
That's what
romance
they were called.
Novels. Yes,
those I never read.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I will say, I've read like thriller, mystery, suspense books, and like certain chapters will have like a very
steamy
scene, and like I enjoy that little like deviation from the book. I don't know if I would enjoy a whole book if that's what it was, but the little deviation, I mean, I get a little hot and bothered, and like you look around and make sure no one's like looking. There is something very deviant
no
about
one knows
it.
What you're reading, but all of a sudden you get paranoid.
Yeah, you feel like you're kind of getting away with one.
Yeah,
so I don't know. So here's what we want to do. The phone lines are open. If you're a guy who loves romance novels, please call us, please tell us.
Stay anonymous. It's okay. We're not going to out you. It's fine.
And look, it's 2025. There should not be any negative stigma attached to this. Like, we've all admitted various embarrassing things. I just admitted Bob Marley music stresses me out. Okay?
And
that was
love
hard
Ace
for
of
me.
Base, so.
And I love Ace of Base as well. Or if you're the partner of a man who loves romance novels, we want to hear from you as well. Drop us a call right now. 416-872-CHF.
Thank you.
Well, we already had a big winner this morning in CHFI Perfect Recall. Why don't we do another one? We're going to open up the window for the second time at 8 o'clock with CHFI Perfect Recall. You identify the songs we play, and you win the money. It is that easy. Stay tuned.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you're southbound on the 410 approaching Derry, those problems are just now over in the HOV lane. The rest of the lanes have opened up. South 404 south of Stouffville Road, those problems have all cleared away. And it looks like we just have delays on the rest of the major routes. That's just typical volume. With CIBC Aventura Visa, the world is your oyster. Join today and get 60,000 points to vacation the way you want. Visit CIBC.com/Aventura for details.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
Always been loud in the quiet way. I always feel alone in a crowded place. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I wanna talk back in the worst way. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da 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 da, la da 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 da, la da. Find me in the club, looking golden. I know everyone, I got no friends. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. And I never know what to say till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't. But I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me, but you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da da da. People, they're crazy. Look at the people, they're crazy. Look at the people, they're crazy. Look at the pupils start leading. Look at the people, they're crazy.
Crazy. I feel like a zombie.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1 CHFI.
We have to talk about the huge news that dropped yesterday that I think, I mean, I know there's rarely ever unanimity when it comes to political issues, but I think almost everyone on this side of the border breathed a sigh of relief when they got the breaking news alert on their phone around 4:30 yesterday that the tariffs between Canada and the U.S. both ways are on hold for 30 days.
So did the California wine go back on the shelves? Because Pooja was really worried about that.
Yeah, Pooja was, they love their Cab Sauv from California. I don't know if Paul was apparently going to go load up. I don't know. I don't know what happened with that.
But I heard like it was mid-afternoon and they were taking it off the shelf already. So I wonder if they just put it back on.
So the tariffs were supposed to kick in like this morning at midnight. Now they're on hold for 30 days both ways. I should add, same thing happened with Mexico. They came to an agreement earlier in the day, which kind of my spotty senses were going off a bit. When that was announced, I go, okay. The weird thing was Trudeau has been trying to get in touch with Trump since his inauguration, and Trump has basically been ghosting him. Yesterday was the first time they talked, and they managed to work this out. Does this not feel to you like My thought is I never really felt or believed that the tariffs were going to kick in. It all felt like posturing, like leveraging for something else.
It felt like high school a little bit. I was like, it's the girl that you're trying to call and she doesn't want to answer the phone and she's just ignoring you because she has her own plans. You're like, wait, talk to me.
And you start making threats like, if you don't pick up the phone, I'm going to, and then nothing ever comes
right.
of it.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think, and I hope I'm right with this, I don't think we're ever going to see these tariffs with this Trump administration. 30 days is a long time. If they've already come to an agreement on, you know, several billion that's going to be spent on border security. Canada's agreed to fight organized crime, drug cartels.
Exactly what Mexico did as well, right? Like
basically the same deal.
Plan, yeah.
And Canada's going to install something called a fentanyl czar.
Right.
I don't know if this person wears a crown or a robe or what exactly is going to happen
but
here.
My question was, isn't everything coming from the States, right? Like, so why are we putting these in? Why aren't they putting it in? It's coming from the States.
There's definitely more drug activity that's originating in Mexico than in Canada.
Right.
I don't know how much is actually going over from Canada to the U.S.
Right.
But I do feel now that the dialogue is open, that they're going to figure something out over the next 30 days. I don't think we're ever actually going to see these tariffs because when you add it all up, if Canada, if Mexico and China put in tariffs against the U.S., they're going to feel that. Like nobody would win. This would be a net loss for everybody.
And I think too, just listening to and reading all the comments about people already saying like they're going to kind of boycott American goods and all that sort of stuff. I'm hoping that kind of still sticks. I was sort of like that, not like extreme, but I'd always make sure that I shopped local and I looked for Canadian goods because we have everything here. Like we have dairy farmers and we have our meat and we have great local shops that we can buy stuff from. And I don't want an American vehicle. So I think I'm going to make more of an effort to make sure that everything I buy, because when I go to the grocery store, I would buy what I needed. But I think now I'm going to make more of an effort
to make sure.
Take
a look at the label.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that because I'm looking at this with rose colored glasses, but my hope is the net effect of this is going to be positive because A, we're never going to see these tariffs. And B, if we've now all consciously, we were in the mode to be like, okay, I'm going to start looking now. I'm going to buy Canadian, buy local, stay in that mode.
Yeah.
This could actually, down the road, wind up being a really positive thing for this country. So I know I am, you are.
Yeah.
We're going to make an effort to keep buying local and buying Canadian. And hopefully you are too.
Can win in this thing, curl, love. When you want it.
winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Our hearts beat strong and proud, but we tend to underestimate the gravity and prevalence of heart failure. Did you know that there are 1 million Canadians living with heart failure? It can affect anyone at any time. February is Heart Month, and the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research is celebrating 10 years of healthier hearts for all Canadians. You can be certain the commitment to research and innovation will continue for decades to come, beating strong and proud in all of us. Follow the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research on Instagram at T. Rogers Research.
Romance is calling, and so are the savings with iTravel2000.com sweetheart deals on Valentine's vacations. Starting at only $949 per person, you and your special someone can unwind with all-inclusive luxury from sunset strolls to dinners on the beach. Don't wait. Book today at iTravel2000.com and celebrate love in paradise. Certain conditions apply. Visit website for full details.
Ciao, Dominic Primucci here. The big game is the perfect time for our mouth-watering oven-baked pizzas, wedges, and wings. So from our family to yours, cheer on your favorite team and taste the difference.
Pizza Nova.
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Whoa, Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $10 million.
If I won, I'd get myself a double neck guitar.
Nice. I'd get a rooftop concert dome.
It's a dream on.
Personal five-star restaurant.
Backyard water park.
My own skydiving plane.
My own scuba diving school.
Nordic style spa.
Now that feels nice.
Tuesday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $10 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Michael or Amir, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
And we're back.
I've got to say, what a thrill.
Couldn't agree more, Jeff. My blood is pumping.
Canadian Blood Services needs 450 new donors every day to keep Canada's lifeline strong.
And in the final quarter of the day, we have 55 left to... What's that?
Is that a new donor?
It's a new donor.
We're at 396. Only 54 left to go.
This is the 450 Challenge. Let's get Canada's blood pumping.
Book an appointment today at blood.ca/450.
Choose your own adventure when you choose the Discovery Channel.
Conquer the high seas with deadliest catch and harpoon hunters. Or investigate the clues with Expedition X.
I'm alive for now.
Go off trail and off the grid with Moonshiners and Homestead Rescue. Or treasure hunt with Filthy Fortunes and Gold Rush.
It's not for the faint of heart.
And get back to nature with Naked and Afraid. Choose your own adventure. Choose the Discovery Channel. Watch it today with Rogers Xfinity TV or stream it on City TV Plus.
It's a new year. That means new resolutions, new plans, and at Metro, new savings.
The New Year New Savings event ends soon at your local Metro, where you can take advantage of great savings store-wide, including boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $4.88 per pound, or blueberries for just $2.99 each, only until February 5th, plus hundreds of other great offers. Don't miss the New Year New Savings event. Shop now at your local Metro or online at metro.ca.
98.1 CHFI, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep Show, and we're about to open up the window for Perfect Recall, and we're also asking you about this brand new study that's out, this survey that's out, that claims there are more diehard romance novel-loving men than women. 63% men, 60% women claim to be diehard. We're going to get some of your calls and texts coming up during Perfect Recall. I'm going to share some now because we're getting a bunch of these. This person says, I'm currently into historical romance reading. I'm in my historical romance reading phase. I use Audible and I listen when I'm doing other stuff.
That's like Outlander. It's historical.
Is it?
Love.
But is that like saying Bridgerton is like historical?
No, but actually they do have historical stuff like dates and the wars that happened at that time. No, yeah. Not those dates. They also have those dates.
Patricia texting in to say, my husband doesn't read much, but he does love watching The Bachelor shows, 90 Day Fiancé, and other non-typical, quote-unquote, manly shows. And some of those shows he watches on his own, LOL.
Wow, these are like Pooja's people.
Yeah, these are. We're looking for Pooja. They love love. That's what we're looking for. Are you a man who is into romance novels? We are getting to some of your calls and some of your partners spilling the beans. That's coming up during the Perfect Recall window. 8 o'clock right now, minus 9. We're about to open that window, but first, let's get the latest on those paused tariffs and everything else from Eva.
Good morning. U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau managed to avoid a trade war. For now, the two negotiated a 30-day pause on Trump's proposed tariffs and Canada's retaliation plans. Trudeau says the 30-day hold will allow Canada and the U.S. to work together to increase border safety. Distracted driving in Ontario is up. The OPP says 82 people in the province died last year, up from 57 in 2023. The OPP say cell phone use and not having your hands on the wheel are among the distractions. A new study finds we've got microplastics in our brain. University of New Mexico researchers found the average brain may contain a spoonful of plastic. The number of tiny bits of plastic found in human brains increased from 2016 to last year, with the highest amounts found in brains of people with dementia. In sports, it's Leafs.